Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply, the champ is here. The champ is here. We live in a society that's fascinated with champions, and it should be. You know, if there's a person who's popular with the people, we typically call him the people's champion. Now, if you go down to your grocery store aisles and you see a box of Wheaties, that cereal has been known as the breakfast of champions. And if someone does something well, I don't care what it might be, you name it, if they did it very well, you will say, girl or boy, you did that like a champ. And so for us, we appreciate, admire the champion so much that we enjoy even seeing our championship team performs. If your high school wins a championship next year, you just might go to the game. It's a reason to stick your chest out and hold your head up high because you were associated with a champion. By the same token, my friends, in business, everyone wants to be associated with a champion. More importantly, it's important as business leaders that we adopt the principles and become a champion. Why? Because everyone's drawn to the ultimate winner. And the ultimate winner is who we call a champion. Well, there are 5 key points that outline what it takes to become a true champ in business. We may not get to all of them today, but if you will at least consider, the C tells us that a true champion is constant. Notice, my friends and neighbors, I didn't say a true champion is consistent. I said a true champion is constant. See, there's a difference between consistency and constancy. Consistency just means that we do something frequently. You can almost set your watch to the time that we're going to do it. Whereas constancy, it relates to us doing something nonstop. And you know, of course, then again, I think about the constancy. I think about a good friend I had growing up in high school. We called him Big C. Well, Big C enjoyed basketball so much that every time you saw him, he had a basketball in his hand. In fact, you could tell when Big C was coming down the street because you'd hear the basketball dribbling. If you wanted to know if Big C was outside, he was playing basketball. If he was not in class, he was playing basketball. It's no surprise that Big C ended up playing 10 years in the professional leagues overseas. Well, by the same token, my friends, we've got to be constant at what we do. This business life that we live is not something that immediately we find a balance in. Why? Because we're on the road to becoming a champion. Do you think that Michael Jordan had a work-life balance when he was trying to become the greatest basketball player ever? What about Bill Gates? Do you think that he had a work-life balance when he was building Microsoft? Do you think that Warren Buffett building Berkshire Hathaway had a work-life balance? See, what happens, my friends and neighbors, we typically want to meter and measure out the work that we do and say, well, I'll save this for tomorrow and I'll do this another day. But true champions are constant in what they do. Is it often that when people talk about you, you're always talking about the team you're building, the business you're growing, the enterprise you're developing, where you're coming up with new ideas? See, if you are working, if you're alive, you're working. And you may say, well, wait a minute, I want to be able to have some type of balance. The balance comes after the championship, not before. My friends, I challenge you that in one of the ways to grow great organizations, to build strong businesses, is to commit to the constancy of champions. That H in our CHAMP acronym simply reminds us of the importance of being holistic. Now, you may say, wait a minute, that sounds a little contradictory. We're talking about constancy one and holistic number two. Well, as it pertains to becoming a champion in business, holistic is simply recognizing that all the parts make up the whole. In other words, you don't want to be great at sales and bad at follow-up, because follow-up is a part of becoming a champion in business. business. You don't want to be good at prospecting and bad at appointment setting. You don't then want to be great at following up and then poor at leading your team. See, the holistic person looks at every aspect of what is required to be great and leaves not one stone unturned. I remember I used to like basketball and watched it quite frequently. And when the Lakers had a big player on their team named Shaquille O'Neal, they called him Shaq. And Shaq could score points, he could rebound, he could block shots, he could play defense. However, Shaq could not hit free throws. So when the game was on the line, the other team would foul Shaq because they would exploit his weakness. And obviously he'd miss free throws, and many times they would lose the game because of it. Well, in business, my friends, by the same token, we don't want any weaknesses in our game. I challenge you today to evaluate the aspects of the game and identify the ones in which you do best. Which ones do you need to become more focused on? You want to be a holistic player. You want to be great on offense and defense, great at recruiting and selling. You want to be great at telling the story of the business as well as inviting other people to join it. You want to be great at the organization and details required in order to be effective in business. Yes, my friends, we've got to become holistic. That means that we're focusing on all the pieces of the puzzle. Just because we've got 5 or 10 pieces in place doesn't mean the puzzle is complete. We want to make sure that our puzzle has no missing pieces, that we are complete. That's what holistic means. Finally, my friends, the last one we'll discuss today is champions are abnormal. Yes, it doesn't mean that they're deformed. It doesn't mean they're disabled. On the contrary, it means that they can do things that other people just cannot do. They are committed to abnormality. For a person to get up in the morning and have their mind on business and focus on growing and developing strong, sound teams and building great organizations, that's not normal. Most people like to punch a clock at 9 and punch out at 5. That's what normal is. Most have a set time to go to work and a set time to come home and a set time to take vacation and a set time to do this or that. No, the abnormal champion, on the other hand, is someone who does things that go against the norm. Yes, they might be abnormal, but they also create the abnormal. They create abnormal lifestyles. They create abnormal legacies. They create abnormal leaders. My friends and neighbors, I challenge you to be abnormal. You know, basketball players are bigger and more athletic than everybody else. You know a basketball player when you see him. If you happen to see a basketball player at the airport, he might be 6'11". He may have one hand that's as big as both of your hands. He may wear a size 22 shoe. Yes, he's abnormal, but that abnormality physically has afforded him a great lifestyle. In business, we're abnormal because we're still working on Saturday nights and on Sunday mornings. We're still doing things that other people are not doing to achieve things that other people only dream about. Yes, my friends and neighbors, it's okay to be abnormal. In fact, it's required in order to become a champion. I wish we had time to finish this segment today, my friends, but if you enjoyed what you heard thus far, I assure you that Success Training Institute will grow your business and change your life. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.